Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Heving. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood bunts towards first. Toad fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jolly. The throw from Heving and he is out, Wurstler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jolly. Throws the ball into Appling who tags Toad trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Whatwood. Reagan scores. Webb moves to third. Tote moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber has Webb trapped. There's the throw to Kraus and over to Com, who tags Webb for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0 for 1 in the game. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes bunts towards the mound. McFadden catches it and throws to second to double up Reynolds. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFadden strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Reagan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jim Moore now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-2 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Com. Tote goes all the way around to score. Worstler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. Heving hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Worstler tags and moves to third. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Reagan strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Webb strikes out. There goes Scarrett. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops it up and throws to first, with McFadden covering, for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Willie Calm. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0-for-2 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kraus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil now playing third base. Greg Mulivy now playing second base. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Worstler bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Worstler moves to second. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McFadden strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jim Moore. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Reagan moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-4 in the game. Reeves strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-3 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.